Hey fellow jet setters, it's Ryan from JourneyPod. JourneyPod is your guide to luxury travel around the world. Each week we give you VIP access to the hippest hotels, the hottest nightlife, and the coolest restaurants. This time we're back down in Miami for the 2008 South Beach Wine and Food Festival presented by Food Network. It was an amazing four-day event featuring close to 30,000 people, and we got to enjoy tasty treats, wine tastings, and cooking demonstrations from some of the best chefs around the country. Of course, the Food Network stars were all there, anybody from Paula Deen to Emeril to Bobby Flay. And we were lucky enough to catch up with the amazing, talented, and beautiful, even when she's 7 months pregnant, Giada De Laurentiis, one of the stars of the Food Network. Giada, do you have 2 minutes for an interview?
1, 2.
That was quick. That was quicker than Al last year. I'm with Giada De Laurentiis, and she is the host of the Bubble Q. And tell us what you're preparing today.
I am making my sausage, peppers, and onions, which is classic Italian street food, all mini-sized. And then my brie and chocolate panini with a little bit of basil.
Now tell me the sausage and peppers, because everybody makes it a little different. My mom likes to make it with the white, kind of the olive oil side. And my aunt likes to make it with the red sauce. How do you do your sausage
Mine
and peppers?
Is white, just like your mom's.
Okay.
Not like your grandma's.
Any special peppers? Roasted red peppers, green
peppers? I do red and yellow and orange. So I mix all those. I never touch green
peppers.
You're
big on color. You have to have the color.
I'm big on color, but green is one of those green peppers. I've never touched them. I've never eaten them. I don't like green peppers.
Wow, that's something that I don't think anybody knew.
They're not sweet. They're under-ripened peppers.
That's true.
I want my peppers to be sweet.
They're kind of the plain pepper.
They are. So that's why I do the yellow, orange, and red combo with lots of soft onions that I've cooked for a long time. Mm. And then we have little mini sausages tonight and little mini buns. So
nice.
That everybody feels like they've got their one little sandwich instead of cutting it up.
Because everyone's all dressed up nice. And
yeah, you don't want it to slide all over your clothes.
You got to get in your mouth.
Yeah, so that's why.
And then your other one was a chocolate.
And brie panini. So it's a sourdough bread that we get nice and crisp. And then we add a slice of brie, a little bit of chocolate on top, dark bittersweet chocolate, and some fresh basil. And then put it in the panini maker and melt it all together. And it just becomes a little slice of heaven.
Nice. And besides the fact that you get to bring Todd along so often, what's the other favorite thing about your new show, The Weekend Getaway, the travel show?
You know, I get to meet a lot of interesting people, and that makes my job so much more fun. And especially when I'm coming up with new recipes for Everyday Italian, being able to travel, being able to meet all of these wonderful chefs and get kind of pick their brains a little bit makes me.
Because they do let you in the kitchen to show you the secrets.
Exactly.
And besides Italy, where's your favorite place to travel to kind of get inspired?
I would have to say Greece was one of my favorites that I've been to. Santorini was unbelievable. And then I love going to Paris.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
And when Giada's not making sausage and peppers for 3,000 people at the South Beach Wine and Food Festival, she manages to stay pretty busy with her show on the Food Network, Everyday Italian, and her second show, Giada's Weekend Getaways. She also appears on the Today Show on NBC in the morning, and she's the New York Times best-selling author, her cookbook, Everyday Italian. And those are probably all the basic things that you already know about Giada, so let's fill you in on some things that you might not. She did her culinary training in Paris at Cordon Bleu, and then she went on to cook with Wolfgang Puck at his Spago restaurant in L.A. And I think it's this combination of her formal culinary training with her Italian upbringing and learning how to cook from her family. I think it's that combination that makes her so successful. She never tries to use an exotic Madagascar cinnamon and throw it into a basic eggplant parmesan. She really makes true, authentic Italian dishes, and she makes them very well, and there's no need to dress things up and call things something that they're not. And I think she does a fabulous job of presenting those recipes in her cookbook and on her show. And to get more information on Giada, you can check out her site at GiadaDeLaurentiis.com or at foodnetwork.com. And we're going to leave you with some pod-safe music from Beth Thornley and her track Stand.
You can't blame it on me. Cool. take our half of chances. Everything comes in three, so you make sure who's the last laugh is. And you think by now that you know firsthand if you want.